Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street. It's the podcast all about radio. Our current podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we like to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers, with many of these radio influencers having greater reach and followers than that of other media. What really makes them special is they have an incredibly strong tie to their local communities, and that's based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. On a daily basis, they create these environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses' products and services. In our 13th episode of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Crystal Rosas, co-host of the afternoon show on Z100 in New York City, Maxwell and Crystal. As you'll hear right now, Crystal does a great introduction.
Hello, I'm Crystal Rosas. You hear me every afternoon on Z100. I co-host the afternoon show 2 to 6 p.m. It's called Maxwell and Crystal. You can also hear me across the country on our free iHeartRadio app. I'm on tons of stations and markets. And I have a nightly podcast, Crystal's Nightcap. You can also hear on our free iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, Crystal, let's start with you and your career. How did you get into radio?
Well, I got into radio because I'm what we call a prize pig. I used to call up different radio stations and I wanted my free concert tickets and I just knew how to do it. And really, I kept winning. And I go to an event one day in San Francisco. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from Oakland. And I see a girl with a radio station on her shirt. And I said, oh, my gosh, how do I do this? How do I be part of this? And I start as an intern, and it kind of just started from there. So I worked my way up. I was 19. I started as an intern at KYLD in San Francisco, and I just kept it going and hustled until I made it to Z100.
Oh my gosh. You're in the number one market in the country, co-hosting from Afternoon Drive in New York City.
I mean, I still don't believe it. You saying that right now, I'm like, is that even real life? But it's really amazing to think that here's where I am. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. Being at Z100 is like better than Disneyland. It's better than a dream, really. So I'm just so thankful.
Well, first of all, I love that you refer to yourself as the prize pig, because contests are still part of what we do. But when you think about it, what makes great radio?
I've learned this from when I first started, and it's from what my mentors have been telling me, but just being authentically yourself, hearing a talent, hearing conversations that are relatable and relevant, making sure that you're creative, presenting these in creative ways is something that people that listen to the radio want to hear about. And also companionship. It's definitely the word of the year that we're learning here at iHeart, but it's something very unique to us and very unique to the radio. You hear different stories of people moving to a new city or working the late shift, and they just wanted a person there with them. And that's how you can build your audience. That's what radio is and does. And creating that authentic, emotional, relatable, real connection, I think is what makes great radio.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and Maxwell, how did you two get together?
It's so cool how we got together, because this happened during the pandemic when everything was shut down and everything was virtual. It was a year where we had to do a national Jingle Ball show. And usually those are market concerts around Christmas time. But because it was a pandemic, it was the first time they were doing a virtual one. Mm-hmm. And Maxwell had hosted pre-shows and post-shows for it for many years. And they wanted to bring a co-host for him. And they were asking people around, and someone suggested me. And so me and Maxwell co-hosted a virtual Jingle Ball together. And then when Z100 was looking to move stuff around, I had really wanted the New York market for years. I had been coming to New York, visiting from San Francisco for years. I had been trying to meet and network in Weasel. And when the opportunity came about, my name kept getting dropped in the hat. And I'm telling you, I would answer telemarketer numbers from New York and be like, hello, is this someone that can give me a job in New York or something? For years. And finally, it was the program director, Mark Medina, saying, hey, Crystal, this is Z100. Do you have a chance to chat? I'm like, I've been waiting for your call. So they were looking to start a new afternoon co-hosted show on Z100. They gave Maxwell the opportunity to be part of it and asked if I would like to be part of it too. So that's how we came together.
Well, how exciting. Now, talk a little bit about your show. You know, what differentiates your show and what makes it different?
Well, there's obviously Prize Picks still. So we are constantly giving out things for our show. And I have no problem saying that because, as I mentioned, I used to be one. But we really want to make sure that we are giving our audience what they like and love and what's really popular and the top giveaways. That's something that we really pride ourselves in. And a huge reason why people tune in, obviously, always is to win free stuff. Well, why do they tune into us specifically? Maxwell has been in the market for a long time, and he is great at making anyone listening feel like they're family. And I love sharing my authentic self and who I am and things going on in my life, which a lot of people can relate to. Things that have to do with relationships, things that have to do with living in New York City. So I'm constantly bringing those type of ideas and topics to our listeners, and it's always relatable. And Maxwell is always a great companion to kind of ride on one side or another of those things too. We want to make sure that we're building a community, so we know our listeners. We can see phone numbers and be like, oh, that's that person. Oh, how are you doing, Johnny? How are you doing, Beth? And we always just try to make sure that we are involving our listeners as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys prep for your show?
We prep in different ways.
So you do it individually? Like to,
well, he has his prep he brings in. I have my prep I bring in. And then before I show, about 2 hours in, we have rundowns of what's been trending. I'll talk about or bring ideas of what I've seen trending through the day, what I saw scrolling through Instagram or Twitter. Obviously, we're looking at all the big blogs and sites like TMZ and different Instagram blogs or social media things, what we've been hearing around the city, what I saw around the city. So we'll come together and then we'll bring all the content that we have, and then we'll just prioritize what we think our listener would really want to hear the most about. So that's how we prep for content. And we actually have a show schedule. So we'll plug in at this time. Let's talk about this. Okay, we have this giveaway. So we really are meticulous on exactly the content that we bring. We don't just crack on the mic and just say whatever's coming to top of mind. We really want to make sure that we're giving our listeners the best top content, whether it's local, whether it's celebrity, having to do with music, and having to do with relatable topics, like I say, about our lives that our listeners can also chime in on.
So you're using social media in a couple of ways, it sounds like. So first of all, you're using it for prep.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're using social media in a way to extend your brand.
Oh, absolutely. Every day we're letting our listeners know what our schedule is. We have our prizes up there, hot topics that they can chime in on. We're posting funny videos and reposting them and asking them to chime in as this happened to you or that. So it's a really great way to connect and stay connected with your listeners. If they go to our social pages, they know exactly what we're bringing that day. They know exactly how they can be involved. And it's an important and vital tool that we use social media every day to connect with them.
So those of us in radio always like to say that radio was the first original social media. And when I say that, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means that we are the ones that are keeping you on top of trends. Social media has to do with algorithms and what people are sharing and talking about. And we're going to go through that every day, and we're going to share that with you. And it's kind of going to be like a cycle, because we can read your comments, we can read your messages, we can see real engagement and how much people care about a certain topic, and we can bring it to you. Or we can even move that, because when someone hears about it on the radio, they can go back and say, yo, I actually did see that scrolling by, or no, I didn't know that. Let me go check and see if it's really happening. So it's a cycle that we can all help and feed off of each other. And I think it's amazing, really.
Mm-hmm. So you're relatively new to the New York market and using that for a lot of your preparation and content. And you talk about companionship and these relationships. Can you share some specific examples of the relationship that you're starting to develop with your audience?
Of course, something that we love to do is man on the streets, and it's not anything new to radio, but when you see it on social media, it adds a beautiful element of video. And that's something that I think is really important. I do have a weekly segment called Cringe or Nah, and we bring it to the streets and we ask, is this cringe or nah? Wearing Crocs on a first date or being barefoot on an airplane. Topics like that, where obviously they're volatile. People are going to have strong opinions one way or another. I do have to say, going to Times Square and asking people around New York City, hey, is this cringe or not? You're going to get really local, authentic responses. You're also going to get responses from people all over the world visiting Times Square.
Sure.
So how cool is that? Utilizing our market to not only get local people, but also a reason that people love New York is because everyone comes here and likes to visit, and tourism, and is a lot of people are immigrants that have visited New York or new aren't actually local or born here. So we get to see both of those sides. And using social media for that is just another added element, because we use the feature on socials, we play it back on air, and we have listeners chime in after we play the clip asking, what do you think, cringe or not? We talk about it amongst ourselves. And I do have to say, when I'm out and the odd times I do get recognized, people, that's the one thing they always say. They're like, cringe or not? I love that. I love that you talk to people in the streets.
That's funny.
We get really good feedback from it. And that's definitely one example of how we can use social media to just wrap it around all together, including it on air as well.
Well, you have to share at least a specific example. What was the craziest one you've done?
Some crazy cringe or nahs. People, I mean, recently, we like to do topical ones too. So there's been a trend of people shaving off their eyebrows so they could color in their own and make their own shapes. And just asking that, is it cringe or not? You know, like, you're shaving off your eyebrows. That's been a really, really fun one. People are really volatile about pineapple on pizza. That is something that someone loves or someone is going to hate. And it's just those kind of topics that I talk about. They're silly and mostly lighthearted, but you can make it topical and relevant to the time right now, or you can just make it really evergreen and about anything. You can make it about Christmas time, keeping your Christmas lights up past January, you know? So there's fun ways to bring those types of topics to people and get awesome responses either way.
Well, sounds great. I'll have to look for you in the streets of New York.
Exactly.
So we get to do what we do because we have wonderful advertisers and sponsors that support this work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had 30 seconds to be in front of an advertiser to share why they should include marketing in their radio and their marketing plans, what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, it's super unique that radio gives you a free platform that has free companionship 24/7, and it has a connection, a really real authentic connection with listeners for years. And that kind of relationship, you cannot find. We have influencers, but sometimes there's new, or they don't show to a mass appeal like radio does. Radio personalities have been trained how to speak, how to effectively connect with someone, and they have that authenticity with your exact demographic. So we know exactly who we're talking to, we know exactly who to market to, and our listeners trust us. And that's something really important, because they trust us from a whole bunch of different topics we talk about. And they can constantly chime in with us. They are our friends, they are our family members. And when we are advertising, we are selling something or marketing something with an agency, then our listeners know who we are and they trust us. And it's unlike any other connection, because they really feel like we're giving them and telling them the honest truth. And we are. There's a lot of times where talent, they reject and don't want to be partners with things that they don't align with or believe in. Right. And that's what I really love about what we do, is that we have the option to choose. And I think that with any other platform, I mean, we really are a companion and our listeners trust us. And that's a really important reason to work with radio.
Mm-hmm. How do you work with the local sales staff to help them market your show?
We're really close with our sales staff. They're right on the floor below us. We are constantly involved in meetings and fun events together. We do a lot of, we just had a picnic the other week at Central Park all together.
Oh, great.
We have dinners and outings. So we're really close with our sales staff, and they always have us involved in planning for whatever it is that they want us to endorse. I think that's really unique because we know best how things work. We know how our own social media works. We know, and we've seen over years, the best ways to write ads, to make the ads authentic to ourselves and to hear what the client really wants. That's what I love about working with our sales here at iHeart, is we can make it specific to what the client wants. Mm-hmm. And as long as you tell us what the goal is, we can help you in so many different ways. We don't just have on air. We also have podcasting. We have our social medias. We have our events every year, like our summer bash or our jingle balls, that we can have activations and get involved. So one of my favorite things about working with our sales staff here is that we really have the creative ability to do whatever we want, and working with the advertiser and making the most out of what they are paying for.
That's fantastic. Can you share an example or two of specific clients that you're working on an endorsement campaign?
Sure. Right now I work with Food Bazaar, and it's a grocery store around the tri-state. And I love Food Bazaar because each store actually caters to the demographic of where the area is located. And that's important for me because I'm Mexican American. So if I'm in an area where there's a lot of Mexican Americans, we can ask Food Bazaar to have certain things in stock, and they'll have it at that one. And you might have a different Food Bazaar, but that's what makes that area specific. And we've been working together to really get that message across to the tri-state, that this grocery store caters to what you want in that area. Mm-hmm. And we've been going to different Food Bazaar grid openings, getting involved with the shoppers there. I've had different social media campaigns where I will show what they have and show that why I love those Food Bazaars. And so that's just one example out of a lot of different ones. We just did a campaign and are doing one with Talkhouse Encore, which is a canned seltzer, alcoholic seltzer cocktail. And it's actually started in the Hamptons, based off of a venue in the Hamptons specific to them. And they wanted to show the whole tri-state that there's a local different kind of cocktail that is celebrated and loved, and you can have a piece of the Hamptons wherever you are, and everyone would love to have that taste or that feel. And so just being able to work creatively on socials and on air and through my podcast, it's really worked well, and they're loving the feedback, and they're loving that we can involve them in the amazing events that C100 and iHeart throws.
It sounds like you're using a lot of video as well.
Mm-hmm. It's important because a lot of our audience is also on social media. Uh-huh. So if we can integrate that as much as we can, it's really important. And sometimes we'll even go live on our shows on different platforms, or we'll have interviews, and our listeners love obviously hearing them, but then you have a whole dimension where we can see it on YouTube. So that's really cool too.
So in addition to your regular show, you also have this podcast, and I love this, the Crystal's Nightcap, and you explore your dating experience in New York City. Talk about raw content.
Right?
So tell us a little bit more about your podcast.
I've had my podcast since 2018. There's over 600 episodes, and it's evolved over time. I have not gone on 600 different dates, but when I got, which would be so fun, and I would have loved that. But when I moved to New York City, my podcast evolved to me now living in a whole new place alone. I'm moving away from my family and dating. And so at first I was just kind of giving my weekly updates on what's going on, me living in New York City. And then I started dating someone. And after that, it was kind of like a heartbreak situation. So I wanted to see how I could turn that into something compelling. And I decided that, you know what, instead of being all sad at the house by myself, heartbroken, I'm just going to start getting on the apps and going on a new date every week.
All right. So
and that's what I started
to
do.
First of all, when you and your former partner, when you broke up, did you share that in your podcast?
Yeah, I shared all of it. I mean, I shared that I met this awesome guy and our friend, I got absorbed into the friend group and it was awesome for the few months. And then, around the holidays, it didn't work out between us. And,
Boy, it's always around the holidays, isn't it?
right. And, it's cold in New York City when you're alone. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I don't want to mope around the house. Like, I let me just put myself out there. I have nothing to lose. So that's how that ended up. And I was sharing all of it. So my listeners are coming along for all of it. And so I think that's the really amazing thing about New York is that you can meet people from all over the world. I mean, I started dating people from places I didn't even know. I honestly like didn't even know Albania was a country. And now I'm dating an Albanian for the first time and learning about that culture. And it's so cool. It was so cool. And it's for all ages, all families. My family listens. And it got a lot of great feedback. So much so that even the New York Post did a whole spread on me. And I was on a 2-page spread in the New York Post, which was so amazing. And I got to be on Ryan Seacrest as a guest and on Fox. And it was really, really amazing. And it has been. And since then, I met a guy that's amazing. So I've just been dating him for the past few months, but I still bring it all along. And it's been really great and really fun. And actually, a lot more people date every week. Some guys go on 2 and 3 dates on a week, and that's totally fine. But I was just podcasting about it. So it was a really great experience and still is. And I'm still catching up my listeners with everything that I do every week.
Well, good luck with the relationship. And if it's supposed to be, it's going to be.
And if not, it'll be a great episode.
If you could finish the sentence, radio works because.
Yeah, I'll go back to those words that I've been using. Radio works because of true companionship, a genuine connection with our audience that no other medium can offer. You listen to maybe weekly podcasts from other people or YouTube and that, but radio is live. So when something is happening, you are getting true emotions at that time. In radio, we've gone through so many things as hosts. We've gone through president assassinations. We've gone through revolutions. We just went through BLM, pandemics, the Queen of England dying. So we are giving you and delivering you that news as we're all going through it together, and we connect with our listeners at the same time taking calls. So just providing that real-time companionship, it's unlike any other medium, and that's definitely why it matters.
I love that. And, listening to you think, it makes me realize how people like you are actually personalizing an advertiser's message and really bringing it to life in a way that they can't do with any other medium.
It's so cool that we get the freedom to work with our advertisers because I'll hear what they want to sell or what their objective is. Sometimes they just want to get their brand out. And we're trusted, especially in this market, to do the best that we can. And I tell them, I've been in radio for 10 years. I've heard so many different radio ads, and I know what you want. And I will make sure to do my best to give the message exactly how you want it. And I'm really thankful that we have that, they have that much trust in us to do what we can. So it's working with advertisers is great, but also just building that connection with our listeners and them trusting us that we want the best for them and we will give them the best content. We'll give them the best reads. We'll give them our best foot every day, like we all try to do.
And radio matters because.
Radio matters because we care about you and we want you to have the best day that you can. A lot of people that listen to the radio, they're stuck in their cars, they're stuck in traffic, they're on their way home from work. You don't know what kind of relationship they have with work. Maybe they had a hard day today with their boss. Maybe they're going home and they just don't have the best relationships at home. So the little time that we have with them, we want to make sure that we are giving them our best and we are going to have them leaving or turning off the car or turning off their speaker with a smile or something that they can get and been really wanting to go to a concert. They really need money, so we'll have hookups for that too. It just matters because you need someone there to trust and to just give you a little pick you up when it seems like everything in your world is going wrong. And you'd be surprised how many times listeners tell us that we're something that they look for and listen for every day. And if I could be a part of that and I can continue to be a part of that, man, that is really why I'm in radio, and that's why radio matters.
Well, social media not only helps our radio influencers prep for their show, it also helps to extend their brand. Every day, Maxwell and Crystal are letting their listeners know what their schedule is, what prizes they have, and the hot topics they can chime in on. They post funny videos and they ask their listeners to comment. It's a great way to connect and stay connected with their listeners, and it's become a vital tool that they use every day.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.